Well, welcome once again to people who have just recently joined us since the beginning. It's important, I think, for us to know that this act of baptism that we're going to witness today has been practiced by Christians for thousands of years since Jesus walked the earth. Regardless of time and culture, Christians around the world today still perform this act of baptism. But before we go into, you know, baptism itself and hear from the testimonies of Shirley and Emma, I want to spend a few minutes in explaining to you what it means for us to have this baptism. Why Shirley and Emma have decided to be baptized today, just so we're all on the same page to what it means for them, why it's important for them, and also why we today are here celebrating with them. Now, Scripture is clear in saying that we're saved by grace through faith alone. When it comes to our salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ, this grace is a gift of God made possible by the death and resurrection of Jesus. See, Jesus was the Son of God. He was sinless and who died the sinner's death on the cross so that those who believe in him may be saved from their sins. It is therefore by only grace alone that he offers this forgiveness of sins, the redemption from our condemnation, and we have salvation from eternal death and into eternal life. This salvation in Jesus is therefore impossible for us to achieve by our own works. It is nothing that we can achieve by our own righteous acts. We can only receive it as a gift from God through faith. By believing that he is the Son of God who died for our sins and 3 days again he came back to life. By knowing and trusting that he is the only one who is our Lord and our Savior. By living lives that acknowledges he is indeed our King and Creator. It is by faith in God's grace that we have a new life as believers in Jesus Christ. So what we're going to witness today is actually, in fact, nothing magical about it. There's nothing special in the water that we see. Peter says in his next slide. Thanks, mate. Peter says that it is actually not the removal of the dirt from the body. The outward act of baptism in itself that we see does not add to that salvation any more than a bath at home will. There is nothing superior about the water we're using today, and it's nothing special that would make it extra holy. What saves them, Peter says, is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that Jesus defeated sin and death. This act of baptism today is merely then just a pledge of their clear conscience towards God. And their conscience is only clear towards God because they know that their sins are forgiven by Jesus. That before God, they can stand and be declared righteous. This water baptism then is a symbol of what it is that they already believe in their hearts. Or as we like to say, it is an outward expression of their inner faith. But just because there is nothing magical about what's happening today, it doesn't mean it is not special at all. It is in fact so special that Jesus, after his resurrection, he commanded his disciples to go on making more disciples and to baptize them. It is one of the commands that Jesus gives to all of his believers to be baptized. It is special not because of the act itself, but what the act portrays. Like every symbol we see around us today, its power is not in the symbol itself, but what lies behind the symbol, what the symbol represents. Take my wedding ring, for example. It's a little bit too big for my wedding finger, so I wear it in my middle finger. But it by itself is just a ring. Whether I wear it physically or not, and sometimes I forget to put it on in the morning, it doesn't make me any more or less married to my wife, Jess. But it is meaningful and powerful symbol nonetheless. This ring that I wear declares to the world that I'm bound to Jess in marriage, that I've given myself over to her, that it takes me back to the point where I made promises and my vows to her on my wedding day. And no matter how challenging our marriage can get, our life can be, it reminds me that we are committed to one another. This ring is special because it symbolizes the truth that Jess and I are married and are united together as one in marriage. And in our case today, this baptism is special because it symbolizes their unity with Jesus Christ, that they are one with him as they believe in him. The great truth that by faith they are one with our Lord Jesus Christ, that by going into the water, they are united with Jesus in his death. And as they come out and rise out of the water, they also will enjoy a new life with him as well. It is a portrayal of the truth that they already believe in. It is an act of what Christ has done for them in their lives. It is a great salvation drama demonstrating what they each have personally experienced in their lives. Therefore, this act of baptism for Shirley and Emma today is firstly a public declaration of what it is that they believe in. Baptism for them today is for them telling us that we bear witness to their faith, that they have committed their life to Jesus Christ, that they no longer live for themselves, but they live united with Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. But on the other hand, it's also a personal commitment for each of them. As much as it tells you and I here today of their commitment to Jesus, it's also a personal commitment for themselves, that they have given themselves over to Jesus. That by this act of baptism, they have put into physical reality what is already a spiritual truth. It puts an anchor for them in time that reminds them of their commitment to Jesus. That when they struggle in their faith, they can look back to this day in which they have committed themselves to him. And if they ever face doubt in their faith, their forgiveness, and the salvation in Christ that they have received, they can look back again to this day where they are reminded of their unity with Jesus' death and resurrection. See, baptism is therefore an act of faith and commitment. For some of you Christians here who have not been baptized, let me challenge you yourselves to commit yourselves publicly and personally in this act of baptism. And if you're not a Christian today, let me encourage you to consider what this image means, that if Jesus died and came back to life, what it could mean for you as well. Baptism today may not be magical in itself, but it is extraordinarily special. For us as believers to commit to this act and seeing them give their lives over to Jesus. This is what it means for us as believers to celebrate baptism. But I think more importantly, I think for us today, is to hear how this truth has worked in their lives. How this truth of Jesus dying and coming back to life again means and made a difference to them in their lives.